From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And you are going to love this week's very important puzzler, making his public radio debut. He is known as the Dark Prince of Comedy. Our VIP is Anthony Jeselnik. And now to kick things off, please say hello to someone else who knows no bounds, our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Coulton.
Hello, everybody.
Let's say good day to our first two contestants. That's right, that's a little hint. Please welcome Laura Killeen and Lindsay Stevens. This game is called G'day Mate. Have you been to Australia, Lindsay?
No, never.
How about you, Laura?
I haven't, but everyone thinks that I'm from there.
Oh, yeah. With that wacky accent.
Yeah. I would say 99% of Americans know that I'm Australian, but I'm not.
They're positive, and they tell you you are Australian.
I've never been there.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from London.
Yeah, that's what they all say, by the way. Lindsay, your hobby is playing the church organ?
I do.
How do you get into that?
At church.
Oh, yeah. Just a natural progression?
I thought it'd be a good summer job. Pays more than minimum wage, so that's perfect.
You're like, I want to sit up there.
Maybe be like a crazy mastermind kind of
Oh, I
image.
See. Yeah, that's a little, you got the whole God thing going.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it, okay. So in this first game, we're going to channel your inner Australian.
That's right. And in this game, every correct answer will be a word that ends in mate. And yes, you will answer in your best Australian accent.
It's not even fair.
Except for you, Laura, that will be easy because you are from Australia.
Yeah. I got this.
Well played.
Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how about an example of how this game works?
For example, if I said, I'm renting a huge apartment or flat. Do you need a place to stay? Move on in. There's plenty of... You would complete that sentence by saying, room, mate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Think of flat, mate. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and the winner of this game was going to move on to our final round at the end of the show. So here we go. All right, you beat me at chess again. I don't have any cash to pay your bet, though. I'll just have to give you a... Lindsay.
Checkmate.
Yeah! Can you imagine how excruciating a chess gambling problem would be? Just long, terrible...
Hey there, what are you locked up for? Armed robbery? Grand Theft Auto? No problem, there's an open bed right here behind these bars. Come on. Laura.
Cellmate.
We'll take it,
we'll
cellmate.
Take it.
Yeah. Come on, cellmate.
Cellmate or inmate will be fine.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, all of them. It works, that was totally good.
And you just say any words and we'll probably say that's right.
Okay.
Very easy.
Sorry, bloke. How did I do with that, Laura?
Awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty good, right? Sorry, bloke. I ran out of organic soy milk yesterday morning. Maybe you can flavor your decaf with this stuff. I know it's really sugary and all, but hey, it's just... Laura. Oh. So your tactic is
milkmate.
Just to ring in. Milkmate. That is incorrect.
No, not milkmate.
Lindsay.
Coffee mate?
Coffee mate is correct.
Laura's like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that a cultural difference?
That we don't have that.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'm here. That's okay.
Yeah, they have it at every church function, so.
Darling, I could never find a more perfect person than you. You're my dream, my every desire. You've captured my... Laura.
Soul, mate.
That's right. That's correct.
That gorilla is quite the math whiz. Look at all those numbers he's writing. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17. Gosh, they're all... Laura.
Primate.
Yes, exactly.
I wish you had gone on longer with those numbers. Just because I've posed naked in a men's magazine, that doesn't mean I'm dumb. I know lots of things, like the movie... A Streetcar Named Desire was originally a... Laura.
Playmate.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, which men's magazine would you be posing in, Jonathan Colton?
Maxim. I would do Maxim.
Maxim. John Chinesky, puzzle guru, how did our contestants do?
Our Aussie ace today is Laura. Congratulations, Laura.
Nice job, Laura. We will see you at our Ask Me One More final round.